Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. So close and yet so far. I remember as a youngster sitting beside our Christmas tree with all the brightly colored lights and the beautiful ornaments, and remembering that I wished Advent would get over soon so that Christmas would come. Christmas just couldn't come soon enough. Maybe this year we feel the same way about the year 2021. It can't come soon enough. We're so done with 2020. But now, on this fourth Sunday of Advent, we are so close to Christmas, so close that we can almost feel it. There is an old proverbial phrase which has been popularized by a number of contemporary songs that says, "The darkest hour is just before dawn." An English theologian named Thomas Fuller, in the year 1650, apparently was the first to write down this sentiment in a book. The darkest hour is just before dawn. We can interpret that in a number of ways, but it can mean that the hardest part of waiting is just before the event, just when it's about to occur. Can we imagine what it was like for Mary just before the birth of Jesus? She probably knew that she was close to giving birth, but she had to travel from Nazareth to Bethlehem, which was no small journey, especially on foot or on a donkey. And then she had to lodge in a stable. But I'm getting a little bit ahead of myself. Our gospel reading today takes place about 9 months earlier. It's generally called the Annunciation. And because this is when the angel announced that Mary would bear a son. When Gabriel appears to Mary, he says, "Greetings, favored one. The Lord is with you." That's a bit overwhelming. But if that's not enough, the angel tells her that she will bear a son, and that his name will be Jesus, that he will be great, called the Son of God, and to his kingdom there will be no end. That's more than a bit overwhelming, especially for a young girl who was probably a teenager, maybe 13 or 14 years old. Mary asks a very practical question. How can this be, since I am a virgin? Some people still ask that question today. But the angel makes it clear that this is not about the mechanics. This is about the theological importance. It's about the action of the Holy Spirit, and the child will be holy. Now, Mary probably knew that giving birth outside wedlock was a prescription for ostracism. She would be shunned. But even still, she says, "Here am I. Let it be with me according to your word." Or as it says in the King James Version, "Be it unto me according to thy word." Be it unto me according to thy word. And then this interlude happens when Jesus goes to visit her cousin Elizabeth, who is also pregnant with another miraculous pregnancy in her old age. And then fast forward again to the days just before the birth. In the Gospels, we don't read anything about what Mary was feeling during those days. Indeed, we can only guess. The only thing that the Scriptures tells us, that while they were there in Bethlehem, the time came for her to deliver her child. Again, what Mary might have been thinking. Did she wonder how it was possible that she could give birth to the Son of God? What were her emotions like? Was she fearful, excited, worried, joyful, anxious? Was her darkest hour just before dawn? Was the hardest part of her waiting for the birth just before it happened? Regardless of how she was thinking or feeling, she carried through with her response to the angel, "Be it unto me according to thy word." Maybe we might feel a bit like Mary today. This virus, this COVID-19, has continued to spike and claim an increasing number of lives in this country. Someone dies from COVID-19 in the United States every 30 seconds. And the CDC projects that the death toll will reach between 350 and 390,000 by year's end. That's staggering. This is a dark time. However, two vaccines are rolling out, and there is a lot of hope for the end of this pandemic. An end is close, but it's just not there yet. It does seem like this darkest hour just before dawn. And this goes along with another way to interpret that proverbial phrase. That is, when you're going through a difficult time, when you have lost a loved one, you're sick, you have a dark struggle, or even a deep depression, do not give up. Do not fear, for help is just around the corner. Better times are coming. And this is what the first two readings point to. In the first reading, we have the promise to David. Your house and your kingdom shall be made sure forever before me. Your throne shall be established forever. God does not need a house made of wood. He cannot be contained within a building. Rather, he will dwell with David and the people of Israel. God will be with his people. In the reading from Paul's letter to the Romans, we hear, the mystery was kept for long ages and is now disclosed, and through the prophetic writings is made known to all Gentiles through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever. The secret is Emmanuel, God with us. And we know that because of the incarnation, that God became human in Christ. And behold, that is what we will celebrate in just 5 days. The child born in the manger, the Word made flesh, Jesus Emmanuel, God with us. One of my favorite Christmas movies is It's a Wonderful Life with Jimmy Stewart. Somehow, I never get tired of watching it, no matter how many times I have seen it. I know the story by heart. You may know the story, but if not, spoiler alert, I'm going to talk about how it ends. It follows George Bates through all the twists and turns of his life, his sacrifices for the sake of his small town, his business as a banker, his family, and then his bank becomes on the brink of failure. He's obviously very concerned and upset. He takes it out on his wife and children, and then goes and gets drunk and runs his car into a tree. Finally, he gets to such a dark place that he decides the world would be better off without him. And it would be better if he had never been born. He is on the brink of jumping off a bridge to take his life. Instead, he rescues an angel in the waters and gives him, the angel gives him the gift of seeing what the world would be like without him. The long and short of it is that he sees how much worse so many people would have been without him, and he realizes how much he loves his town, his family, and even his failing bank. His family and all the people in town rally together to save the bank and let him know how much he is appreciated. He was in his darkest hour until the angel helped him to see that there was hope and that the dawn was close at hand. Now I know that the holidays can be hard for some people, and especially this is compounded this year when we are mostly distant from our close family and friends. We may have church services on Christmas Eve with limited attendance or live streamed, but it is not the same as a packed church singing all those hymns and Christmas carols and celebrating Holy Communion with our fellow parishioners. It's just not the same. So it is hard for all of us this year. And it is important for all of us to know that the dawn is not far off. Maybe the hardest part of waiting is just before the dawn. But it will come. A vaccine may be imminent, but something much more important is about to happen. This might be a dark hour. But Christ will come, he will be born, and nothing can stop him. He will be great, and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him to the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. He is Emmanuel, God with us, and he will redeem the world. Can we be like Mary and say, be it unto us according to thy word? I close with the words to a song by Ralph Stanley, one of the Stanley brothers of country music fame, also sung by Emmylou Harris, entitled, The Darkest Hour is Just Before Dawn. The sun is slowly sinking, the day's almost gone, still darkness falls around us, and we must journey on. The darkest hour is just before dawn. The narrow way leads home. Lay down your soul at Jesus' feet. The darkest hour is just before dawn. Like a shepherd out on the mountain, a-watching the sheep down below, he's coming back to claim us. Will you be ready to go? The darkest hour is just before dawn. The narrow way leads home. Lay down your soul. Let Jesus in. The darkest hour is just before dawn. In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.